All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and as they said in the movie Poltergeist 2, they're back! Joining me, Brian and Rich. Guys, welcome back.
Is it by popular demand?
How about mediocre?
I would say unpopular.
I'd say mediocre. By mediocre demand.
Hey, it's my podcast. I'll do as I damn well please. Right, if I want to have you guys on, I'll have you guys on. I don't care what the listeners say.
That's true. Yeah, well, they didn't say anything, did they?
Well, that was the problem. They didn't say anything. That was the problem. That's exactly what the issue was. But
it was
anyways.
Holidays.
All right, so it's January 27th. And you guys happen to be in town.
Yes.
You were in for a bunch of meetings for your work and whatnot.
Nothing interesting about that at all.
except for the hotel. You had a really nice hotel from what you tell.
I was surprised. You know, we've been coming up here to Columbus for meetings for years, and usually we get just, you know, Holiday Inn Express or your Knights Inn or, you know, one of your sleazier places. But for some reason, this time we had heard that they were suites that we were staying in, and I don't know, we walked into the room and I mean, literally, I'm in one hallway and Rich is right across another hallway, and in simultaneous you just heard, well, shit, look at this. These are nice 240-inch screen TVs, like four rooms, bed. It was really, really nice suite. So yeah, we're enjoying that.
Well, not to rat on your particular company, but when I looked up the hotel where you're staying at, $205 a night.
Oh yeah, that was
pretty pricey.
We got it a lot cheaper than that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. They got special rates.
In the 125 range.
It's a very, very nice room. I like it quite a bit. We need to get this over with so I can get back to the room and enjoy it one more night.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, let's talk about one item. Yeah, Rich. Anyways,
I appreciate the whispering of that.
Is there more beer?
That's good. So yeah, we're all right.
Anyways, okay. So something that happened today that I wanted to ask you about, specifically you. So Pete Seeger died today.
Oh,
94 years old.
Yeah, 94. How
94.
About that?
American folk singer. I know that you have a very, very wide musical taste.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from Tom Waits to Johnny Cash to Porter Wagner to the White Stripes to the Black Keys, etc. Were you a fan of Pete Seeger?
I'm a huge fan of bluegrass music in general, and he was kind of peripheral to that. You know, he was more of the folk guy than a straight bluegrass guy. So. No, I mean, I actually don't own any of his albums. I'm just more familiar with him, seeing him on the old Johnny Cash TV show from back in the 70s, and he did a lot of the variety shows around back then, and I loved
the Smothers Brothers.
That was a big one. Yeah, he was on there quite a bit, and yeah, loved his politics. I think I probably know more. You know, I'm more appreciative of his politics and his music. I'm really not overly familiar with a lot of his music, but loved his politics and loved
his... Right, because he was a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, he was involved a lot socially.
Oh, yeah.
Social activism.
Definitely.
The environment. Vietnam era.
He was a progressive before there were progressives.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
big time. Right, exactly.
I mean, yeah,
exactly.
he ran into trouble with the Jim McCarthy and the
oh, yeah,
hearings
right.
they were after him then. Yeah, he was a pro-union and a very, very big lefty, so I loved him for that. And, great guy, but yeah, I can't say I'm not, like, I don't have a ton of his music, don't know a lot about his music, but loved his politics, and as I heard recently, somebody, I believe it was Penn Jillette said on a podcast, no, it wasn't even Penn, it was somebody else said he just looked at his obituary, and it's not that he died, it's that guy lived. I mean, he had an amazing life. Really,
did he win the Grammy the other night?
Yeah, I think
did he
did. I believe he did.
Because I know I'm a big fan of Bear, and he was talking about how he was up against him.
Yes, yeah.
Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, who else?
Carol Burnett.
Thank you. I almost said Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah,
but no,
close.
Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett, yeah.
Yeah, for spoken word. So he did win?
I'm not. That's a good question. No, I don't know.
I don't watch the Grammys. I haven't watched the Grammys in forever because it's a popularity contest.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
No interest in the Grammys whatsoever.
Whatsoever. All right.
But yeah, Pete Seeger could, as Kevin would say, what a big bucket of win, big bucket of win for Pete Seeger. What a great guy, really cool. So yeah, he will be missed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the Super Bowl's coming up, and I know that that's going to stick in the craw of Rich because you're not an NFL fan. Well, you said you wanted to talk about the NFL last time.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You like to complain about the NFL.
Yeah, well, okay.
All right.
No,
well,
I love the NFL. I love watching it on Sundays. I think a lot of the rules are ruining the game, but that's another conversation. Looking forward to the Super Bowl. I'm happy to see the Seahawks in there. And as much as I don't like the Denver Broncos, being a Browns fan, with the history of the draft, the fumble.
What is that? It refresh my mind. I don't know what you just referred to.
Two games, AFC Championship games, both times. The fumble, I believe it was Ernest Biner, going into the end zone, fumbles like on the 2-yard line, Denver recovers, Denver goes to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
The drive, I don't know the exact score, but Cleveland's up by 3 points or something. Elway takes the reins, drives them down the field. Denver goes to the Super Bowl.
So that's where the special dislike for Denver comes in. Right. So you'll be rooting for Seattle?
I'll be pulling for Seattle just because, I like them. You know, I hate their uniforms, as we talked about on a couple shows ago. But, you know, I just like to see them do well. Denver's been there enough. But I do respect Peyton Manning. Looking forward to watching him. You know, Omaha. Yeah, he's fun to watch.
Well, I guess my question was earlier on, I think it was earlier last week, they were talking about moving the game because of the weather and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I was vehemently against it because to me, I think it's like a giant middle finger to everybody in Green Bay who 3 weeks ago sat in 90 below degree weather.
Yep.
And learn, you know, it's going to be, oh, we can't. We got to move it because it's going to be a,
I would just also like to say that as a lefty, I'm just happy that the two states that have legalized marijuana are now playing in the Paca Bowl or the Super Bowl or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I think that's fantastic. It's really neat. So we'll see how that works out.
The weather could be interesting, though.
I don't
understand why they put the game there. I mean, you want to put that. I mean, you're playing in February. You think you'd play it down south, out west.
Yeah. Right. When's the last time the weather affected the Super
Never.
Bowl? Yeah, really.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to go back to like the 60s, the Ice Bowl and that.
Right.
Yeah. Because they've been smart enough to go, no, we're going to either go down south or put it in a dome.
Yeah.
We're not going to just play outdoors in a, you know, area that gets a lot of snow, or possibly could get a lot of snow.
But so what? I mean, yeah, if it does snow, I mean, is that unfair to one of the teams? They're both playing in the same weather, right?
I
think the biggest difference is the fans, because for the Super Bowl, you got them coming from all over the country to sit out in zero-degree weather.
Thousands of dollars.
Watching the game, right?
Yeah, how much are tickets going for? I heard somewhere that it was astronomical.
I'm sure it's insane.
Like, it was really, like, the cheapest seats were, I think, a couple $100. That was clear up a nosebleed.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's neat. Is it this weekend?
Yeah,
it is. I'm so on top.
Well, that's all right, because you came into my house and you said, it's not January. Why does the calendar say January?
I was really lost. I looked up
and
said,
it is January.
Yeah, it is January. Feels like February to me.
Well, it's because it's fucking cold outside. That's why.
It is. You know? Witch's titty cold out there. It is not pleasant. Yeah, we were driving up here. It said 70 miles an hour on the highway, and windows would not de-ice. I mean, you just couldn't get the side windows on the car not to be covered with ice. Insanely freezing. What is the current? Current temperature is -1. There you go.
-1.
It is -1 right
now. It is. It's like the ice planet Hoth up here, if you will. It's like another movie reference.
Yeah, I like that one. I appreciate that. Thanks. That's the best of the six.
It is.
Well, I'll just say best of the three, because the other three, I mean, come on.
I enjoyed the other three.
Yeah, okay.
So, hey, speaking of movies, you know, one of the things that, that we share in common as we love our movies is folks that may not have listened to the other two episodes that you've been on, Randomania, as I like to call it.
Oh, yeah.
So this is apparently Randomania 2, I guess.
Ooh, 3?
Part 3.
Yeah, because we did 2.
Part 3. Yeah. Okay, part 3.
This is 3.
This would be part 3.
Return.
This is the sober cast.
Yes. Return of the Randomania.
You know, I listened to those back, and Randomania 1 made a lot more sense to me than Randomania 2. I think
Randomania 2, it devolved quickly.
Yes, it did. It certainly did.
It's still entertaining.
Now I understand why John over here said, I'm not doing 3 today.
Try coming at it sober, or at least just 2 beers in.
So anyways, movies. Recently, I know you're a big Woody Allen fan. You're a big Woody Allen fan, let's be honest. You like his older stuff than his newer stuff.
Yeah, I will say that. Yeah, Woody Allen, like 1970s through the 80s, pretty big fan. 90s started to lose me. I really haven't seen many of the ones from the 2000s, but yeah, I did see the most recent one.
Which was Blue Jasmine. I saw Blue a couple Jasmine. Weeks ago. I thought it was average. I thought it was mediocre. I thought it was okay. Great performances by Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett. It was really good in that lead role. Yeah.
Yeah. And Andrew Dice Clay.
To me, it was a revelation. I was amazed at what a performance he gave in that movie. His first few scenes, he's playing that same character. I mean, he's playing an Italian American, kind of the lower class, and he was really good. But as the movie went on, I thought his character really developed nicely. And there's a scene late in the movie where he comes back after some years have passed,
It was really good.
Blew me away. Really great performance.
I'll tell you who, and because it's a segue to the other movie I want to talk about, somebody who I felt disappointed me was Louis C.K.
Yeah, he was very bland in that. Yeah,
he's just himself, which leads me to the next movie that I just recently saw, was American Hustle. With Louis C.K. in it, who pretty much was himself.
I
was not a fan of American Hustle. I mean, I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't really like it.
I'm going to watch it a second time to see whether, because I'm pretty sure I think it's terrible, but I am going to give it a fair shake.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of David Russell, the guy who made the movie. Okay. I don't understand why people like him.
What else has he done, by the way? Refresh my memory. What else has David Russell done?
A movie that he did that everybody loves that I detested was Three Kings.
Was that the Iraqi War one?
Ice Cube and George Clooney. I believe Wahlberg, I think, was in there.
Yeah,
as well,
one of the Wahlbergs
It's got a huge following, and people love that movie. And I just don't like David Russell. And he had another one with Mark Wahlberg as well, where and Lily Tomlin was in it. Do you remember this? It was
Cape Fear.
This is what happens. Rich person references to a movie that neither Mark Wahlberg nor Lily Tomlin is in.
Mark Wahlberg was in Cape Fear.
Mark Wahlberg had nothing to do with Cape Fear.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a totally different movie.
Cape Fear was Robert De Niro and Nick Nolte. Or if you want to go back, it was Robert Mitchum. Right. We'll go even further. But yeah, David Russell is—he's one of these guys. They fawn over him. He gets a lot of. He did the boxing movie with Mark Wahlberg actually a couple of years ago.
Not a horrible
movie, but once again, I just don't get the fawning over David Russell. Not a big fan of his. I was early on in his career. His first movie he did was a real strange independent movie and has a weird title. It's called Spanking the Monkey. Kind of enjoyed that. He did a movie called...
I bet you did.
Yeah.
I've
heard of that movie.
Vaguely
I've never seen it. Yeah.
Not a bad flick. Flirting with Disaster, which I really liked, and then that was it. Everything he's made since then, not a big fan of. I Heart Huckabees is the one I was trying to think of with Mark Wahlberg and Lily Tomlin.
Okay. All right.
Don't like that at all. He directed The Fighter, Silver Linings Playbook, also thought was very soap opera-ish, and American Hustle, maybe it was the hype. It was one of them things where there was a ton of hype built up for this movie.
I agree.
I thought it meandered and didn't go anywhere.
There were some strong performances, too, in it, but then there were some really bad ones, I thought. I thought Bradley Cooper was terrible.
Terrible. Yeah,
overacted a lot.
Christian Bale was even a little much at times. And I think I expected one thing. I expected maybe this real based movie about the abscam thing and all that, and instead it turned out to me more of like Matchstick Men or one of these con artist movies where the whole thing turns on a dime and it's not what you thought it was. Just disappointed. Didn't like I Heard Huckabees or not I Heard I'm sorry the American Hustle. Didn't care for that at all. And to be fair, I watched it in a weekend where I saw several other Oscar nominated films.
Let's talk about those other ones. Which ones did you like? You've seen recently.
I remember I sent you, we talked about
The Wolf of Wall Street. You said it was phenomenal. Really
probably my favorite of the year. And you know what? I've rewatched it since. If anything, it suffers from being a little bit stale in that it really is the same movie as Casino and Goodfellas. If you've seen either of those, it's the same movie.
Yeah.
And when I say it's the same, I mean every single beat. Some of the performances are just note for note. I mean, it's really surprising, but at the same time, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a funny movie. It's not afraid to be filthy. It wallows in it. And it has a really, actually has kind of a neat message going on in there, and I liked it a lot. So probably my favorite of the Oscar movies. 12 Years a Slave was probably the second. Really enjoyed that. Didn't know much about it going in and was really surprised at the story and where it went. So really quite enjoyed that. So what else was nominated? I know we had American Hustle. And
Now you put me on the spot. What else was? Jeez.
The only two that I didn't see from the Oscars this year is Philomena, which I really don't know much about.
Right.
Other than Steve Coogan is in it. I like
and
him
it,
a
and
lot.
And it's the one with Judi Dench goes to try to find the long-lost son that she gave up for adoption when she was a younger girl.
Exactly.
I saw previews for it.
So, yeah, I haven't seen that one. I'm a big fan of Steve Coogan, so I probably will see it. I think the guy is genuinely talented and a very funny guy. He actually has a new movie out that is British and is pretty much straight to video here in America, but it's called Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa. I would highly recommend that. It's really, really funny. If you like British comedy, it's kind of a comic take on Die Hard, and it's really, really quite good. And there was one other Oscar movie I know that I hadn't seen, but I saw the rest of them. 12 Years of Gravity, which is
Gravity's
very it's good for what it is. It's a neat hour and a half of special effects, and it's well done. It's light on story, but really doesn't need it because it's just packed full of some really great special effects, to the point where I've heard people even ask the director, what's his name, that you know,
Alphonse. Yeah. What I can't ever say.
Caron. People have actually asked him, how did you film that in space? I mean, how was that done? Because it really does look quite real. It was very. I enjoyed that. It was a fun little movie. But yeah, I'll stick to Wolf of Wall Street. I think is probably my favorite of the Oscar contenders this year. I don't expect it to get much love because it. It's 3 hours long, and right. Like I said, quite filthy for the most part.
I got to be honest, I have not seen... American Hustle is the only Academy Award winning, or nominated, yeah. I should say. I shouldn't say winning, but Academy
not.
Nominated.
Let's hope not. Film, yeah. Rooting against it.
So I haven't got a chance to necessarily see a lot of those either, so...
Yeah, so but I and that's the thing. I won't watch the Oscars, but I'll look at the next morning and see what won and lost.
And then rant and rave about it.
Sure, pretend I watched it or something. But no, it's just that's painful to sit through. Nobody wants to watch that.
Do you stroll into Rich's office and say, "Hey, did you watch the Oscars?" Do you try to like?
I wait for him to come to me. He'll come to me with his Oscar thoughts, his picks.
I don't watch the Oscars.
Yeah, no,
I'm sure of that. Yeah. Nothing surprises me by that statement. I gotcha. Hey, another movie news, by the way. I did not even realize this. I got to be honest. I did not realize that Bryan Singer is back for the X-Men movie.
I did not
know that.
And it looks pretty neat, I got to say.
The
commercials look good.
Yeah, it does look pretty good.
Very tickled to see you. You have Peter Dinklage in there. Yeah, that's great. I think he's going to work out well with that group. And is Wolverine in this one or not?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay,
yes,
I didn't know. Honestly, I didn't know.
Hugh Jackman's in it. Yes.
Did not know that.
Yeah, actually, the movie poster has him standing as Wolverine in front of like the White House, and the White House is like, "Oh, have you seen that yet or no?"
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
seen
like the White House is like in rumbles, but in rubble, and he's standing in front of it.
What did you think of the last Wolverine flick? Did you see it? Yeah,
I liked it. Yeah, I saw it. I liked it. I mean, I thought the first one was terrible.
Oh, God,
or Origins was bad.
Really bad.
Yeah. Now, I was not like you. You got to see the director's cut, or whatever, because they've released the Blu-ray and the DVD, and they put in...
About 20 minutes, I think.
Yeah, right? Like I was going to say about like half hour or so.
Yeah.
And I think that would improve the film. I'd like to watch all of it again in that director's cut to see the difference. Because there was a few parts of it that I'm like... Huh? What? I missed something. I guess
you probably did. There's probably some story that they hacked
right.
out of there
and
at
then
some
when
point.
You explain that, I'm like that makes the perfect sense to it. My only gripe was I think that you had to see X-Men 3.
Yeah, it really did pick right up from
picked
that.
Picked right
yeah,
up yeah. from that, and I haven't seen X-Men 3 in forever because I did not like X-Men 3, as hardly anybody did.
No, yeah.
So
even First Class was even better, I think, than X-Men 3, right?
Yeah, First Class was good. It was decent.
The whole Cold War angle, that Cuban Missile Crisis stuff was
exactly.
really good. Very well played. But I like the new Wolverine. I thought they did an excellent job.
Yeah, I think they did
really...
a good job, too. So I'm looking forward to that because that's the end of May, I think, that comes out. That's a Memorial Day film,
for
X-Men, I believe. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's probably the first big summer movie.
I think
That and Spider-Man 2, I think, is the other one.
I saw the trailer for that.
Ramping up.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't hate The Amazing Spider-Man, but I didn't love it either. I was kind of like, eh, it was okay.
It felt to me almost like a missed, like they had the right cast, and they had the right idea for a story, but they felt the need to retell the story that they had just done.
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
so many times.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
I thought if they had just hacked away the origin stuff and just kind of picked up with the Doctor and the Lizard, and
right.
all that, it was been great.
Dr. Connors, yeah.
He was really good, and
yeah,
the
exactly.
effects were good. It was the guy... playing Peter Parker is excellent.
Are you telling me there was a new Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
You're unaware of this, Rich?
No, I was unaware of it. And I love Spidey.
Yeah, you didn't know? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
with Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man.
Right.
And Martin Sheen was
Martin
Uncle
Sheen was
Ben.
In it. And Dennis Leary. Dennis Leary was
Anytime
in it.
You got a Sheen.
It's yeah,
really
it's
good.
True.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, exactly. Rich is a big fan of the Sheen family.
Yeah.
Including Estevez.
Yeah, like Mario.
Is that
Mario?
Mario?
Emilio.
Emilio.
Same thing.
Wait, it hasn't been on your satellite yet?
No.
You have Dish. It's not been on there?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of live TV.
Well, yes. As we know.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of DVR to catch up on, folks. And if you're not aware of that, you can go back and check out Randomania Part 2.
You'll hear a lot about his DVR.
But I did watch another movie. A new movie.
What was that?
Oh, my God. Rich saw a new movie.
What's
it's a Lifetime movie.
Oh, God. I've heard of this. I know exactly where he's going. Go ahead. Incest melodrama.
Flowers in the Attic.
Yes.
Loved it.
Flowers in the Attic.
You don't know
great,
what that
great
is?
Movie.
I do.
It's based on a V.C. Andrews novel.
Yes.
It's a series about five or six books.
Oh, yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
But yeah, incredible movie. I really liked
Who
it.
Who was in that? Because it had some big names attached to it, didn't
it? I have
it?
No clue. I just know it was a made-for-TV. And
let's Wikipedia that real quick. I'm sure there were some big names. And I use the term big in quotes.
In quotes as to who was in Flowers in the Attic.
Flowers in the Attic.
Now, had you ever seen the original Flowers in the Attic from in the 80s?
I remember when I was a kid. And from what I remember, they didn't go into too much incest.
No.
I just remember.
Was the 80s, man.
Yeah.
A lot of kids being locked up in the attic, you know. I mean, I was young, so I don't remember a lot of details about it.
See, I pull up Flowers in the Attic, and it goes to the 1980s movie.
Right.
So here we go. Here's the remake. So, you know, what do you want to know? Who was in the remake?
Yeah, who was in it?
Heather Graham. That's
that's what I was thinking of. Heather Graham. Yeah.
Roller Girl, right?
Right. Yeah.
Hey,
Roller Girl. Boogie Nights. Yeah.
That's right.
It was kind of funny. I didn't want my wife to know I was watching a Lifetime movie. So every time she come down the stairs, I'd hurry up and change the channel, put basketball on.
He's pretending to watch sports, so his wife doesn't know he's watching a weepy chick flick. That's great. I like that.
Somewhere there's a stereotype.
Somewhere. But it's all twisted and on its head.
It's all twisted up and messed up somehow.
Heather Graham and Ellen Burstyn. Yeah.
Yes, Ellen Burstyn.
The
Thank
other
you.
Big
yeah,
one.
Yeah. There you go.
She must have been the...
Sarah Goldfarb.
Yes. Flowers. So it was good, though. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
But they were heavy on the incest?
I don't know if it was heavy. I mean, they touched upon it.
So to speak.
Yeah, right.
Pun intended.
Exactly.
But...
I'm not going to lie, when I was in high school, those books were huge, and I read them all. They were, I plowed
right
through.
Yeah, I come to work, I tell him about this movie I watched, he starts making fun of me, and then I come to find out he's read every novel.
Over text, I just laid into him, and yeah, how dare you, you're watching Lifetime, and then he talks to a coworker by my back and finds out that, oh, wait a minute, you read all the books and saw the original, you fiend. But yeah, I did. Yeah,
that's how it puts the screws to you. Right there, Rich. That's how he does it.
Really?
He reels it in.
Son of a bitch does it all the
yes.
time.
Yeah. Okay,
speaking of guilty pleasures of reading, so V.C. Andrews is yours.
Yes.
Okay, when I was in middle school, my guilty pleasure was Sweet Valley High novels.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
On
yeah.
purpose you read those.
Yeah, especially the ones that had some, like, sexual overtones to it. I was... Right there to go get them out of the library.
That was like
man.
PG-13 over to.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
Really?
It wasn't even. Yeah, I'm embarrassed to even admit that. But yeah, Sweet Valley High.
Oh god, and there were thousands of
them.
Yeah, right.
There
I mean,
was,
it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. The Wakefield sisters, and then I believe there was a
the
TV
Wake,
show.
I wouldn't know what that means. That's hilarious.
The Wakefield sisters. They were twins. One was the good twin. One was the bad twin.
Did
I don't
they
remember.
Ever do movie or TV versions of
they did
your,
a TV
of
version
guilty
yeah.
pleasure here? Yeah.
They did. Was I did not watch it because by that time I think I was in college and like.
But let's face it. Let's face it. You open a TV guide and see that's on Lifetime next week. You're there.
I'll be setting the DVR.
Heather Graham in Sweet Valley High. She's now a teacher. Rich is attempting really, really hard to steal your neighbor's Wi-Fi, and it's not working out so well.
No, I'm trying to download the PBD cast. And, Your neighbor's connection keeps coming in and
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's well, a bummer.
I don't know what to tell you. I assure you that it's not that neighbor over there to the east, because she's like 97 years old.
Yeah, probably not big on the Wi-Fi.
She does not even, she doesn't even remember who I am. I mean we're laughing, but it really is kind of sad. I mean, I've introduced myself to her 4 times.
Is she living on her own?
Yeah.
She probably has flowers in the attic.
She have a lot of family to come over and help out?
There's a car that comes by every couple of days, but yeah, it is pretty bad. So it's probably my neighbors over here.
Yeah, and we need to tell them to increase their signal a bit. We're having a hard time stealing it.
That would be very ballsy of us.
It's very important that we get the newest episode of the PVD cast, which, by the way, quite enjoyed the most recent
Kevin
episode.
Carr? Okay.
Kevin Carr.
I'm gonna shill his Twitter again, @KevinCarr on Twitter, if I could spit it out.
Even though a friend of ours is currently at war with you and Kevin Carr on Twitter, you will shill it.
We mentioned, and he's been on here before, Shaw. Okay, yeah, so first of all, I'd like to formally apologize to Shaw. Because apparently I have upset him.
Nothing makes him happier than a formal apology, so go right ahead.
Okay, be better if you put it in writing for him.
Yes! If you can write your apology, we will hand deliver it to him for you. It'll make him very happy. Well, you have offended him in his TV
lights. You know what would even put it over the top is if I had parchment and a quill,
and then
I had to handwrite it that way.
Yeah. Carrier pigeon style. He would really enjoy that.
Apparently, I made some harsh comments about Parenthood in the NBC show.
I was shocked to find out there was a show of Parenthood. I had no idea.
What? Here's where I'm going to offend him in the apology. I don't know how this show stays on the air, but okay. Anywho.
Yes, there you go. You're done. You've already screwed up the apology.
That doesn't sound like a hard-fought apology.
No, it doesn't. I'm sorry for saying that this shitty show sucks.
If I was John Shaw, I would not accept that apology.
No, this is really off to a bad start. But there is a show called Parenthood. I didn't know
that. Yeah, and apparently I offended it when Kevin was talking about how bad Tyler Perry is.
Yeah. She is.
He is. And I made a comment about how bad Parenthood was. So I would like to formally apologize to Shaw for saying such harsh things such as, and I quote, is it like Parenthood where somebody gets a divorce or gets cancer or gets a divorce and gets cancer? Because as he tweeted out, that has not happened on the show so far. Those are his words. So... You know,
how dare you exaggerate for comedic effect? Who do you think you are?
I don't know. So, but I'm glad that you enjoyed the Kevin Carr podcast.
Very good.
I was very happy to have him on, man. And really cool dude. I can't say enough about him.
Tyler Perry, House of Pain.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Somehow his demographics just got skewed, like, big time.
Here we go. Flowers in the Attic and Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
I can't let this one go.
Yeah.
So you watch House of Pain?
I'm not going to lie. If I'm flipping through and it's on, I leave it on. I laugh my ass off.
I don't even know what this is. Is it a TV show?
Yeah, it's on TBS.
I did not know
that. I believe he's the executive producer, hence his name, Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah. House of Pain. He doesn't dress up in drag on the TV show.
No, he does
saves
not.
Saves that act for the movies.
Right. Nor is there... Now, can I ask...
Who said that it's bad?
Humanity? I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't know it was a show, but... I think it just has a bad reputation. Well, he has a bad reputation.
Yeah, he has a bad reputation. He's making really hackneyed...
Mediocre
retreads.
Product,
I mean, every film is a retread of what he's already done.
And meanwhile, his millions have millions, so we can all go fuck off.
Exactly. Like, right now, if he's listening, he's like, hey, all you white boys, fuck off. I'm lighting these cigarettes. I'm lighting these cigars with $100 bills. Exactly.
Easily. Yeah, big success as far as his audience goes. He just... racks them up one after another, but yeah, I had no idea even at a TV show.
Yeah, it's House a TV show. Yeah.
And Rich McGuire, are you speaking of House of Pain? I like that show.
Be honest, Rich, did you think it was about the 90s rap group that did Jump Around? Is that what you saw?
Yeah,
I was just flipping through, you know.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
Dancing.
So you were apologizing to Shaw, I believe.
Yeah, well, again,
I'm going
a heartfelt apology. I am sorry.
Have you ever really watched Parenthood?
Like 10 minutes of an episode once.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's enough. So,
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Dax Shepard was in it.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, he's an actor.
I know Steve Martin was in a movie version. That's all I remember.
No, but that was... Was it Parenthood or was it called something else? I thought it was called, like, Welcome to Parenthood.
No.
It was Steve Martin.
I believe it was a Ron Howard movie, and I think Steve Martin was in it. But I'll check to make sure
okay,
I'm correct.
Okay, you can be the fact checker.
I'll fact check that while you grovel in your apology.
Shaw, I apologize for offending your sensitivities when it comes to Parenthood. I really never thought that you would actually be an avid fan of the show. But I apologize.
Yeah, Steve Martin's on the poster, so I'm taking it. Yeah.
Oh, it is Parenthood.
Directed by Ron Howard. There you go.
Well, I'll be damned. 1989.
Ooh, we're going back.
Who else is in the movie?
Steve Martin, Tom Hulse.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, he was a teenager. I remember that. Yeah, Martha
Jason Pinson, Robards.
Rick Moranis.
You know my favorite Jason Robards movie?
Which one's that?
The Day After.
Ah, yeah. It's a good flick.
Yeah.
Not a bad flick at all.
Yeah, I remember all the hullabaloo about that movie. I remember it was coming out. Like, all the hype. Maybe I was little. I didn't understand it.
That movie freaked me out.
Oh, it was
so bad
scary.
When I was
yeah, it was
really,
really frightening. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember the same
thing.
There
were two movies that stuck with me. There was that one and Red Dawn.
Oh, Red Dawn. Yeah.
Red Dawn.
The original, not
yeah.
the
no,
remix.
No,
yeah,
no.
Remake's horrible. But, yeah, the original, you know, it... I rewatched it recently, and it's but it holds up. It's not bad. It's cheesy, but you got and of course it's got your Sheen in there, so you're happy there.
And it's got the other guy.
It's got both Sheens, right? And Martin Sheen in it too.
Yeah,
Martin Sheen, in it. Charlie yeah. Sheen,
the guy that's dead. It was Dirty Dancing.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze is
right.
in it. Jennifer Grey, the
yeah,
other Dirty Dancing
baby.
Lady,
yeah.
she baby was in it. One of my favorite actors. He played the older dad. He was in the prison camp. Harry Dean Stanton. Love him.
Oh, yeah,
Harry
yeah,
Dean
yeah,
Stanton
yeah.
was in it. But yeah, the original Red Dawn's not bad at all. I'd go back and rewatch that still. It's good
I'll
fun.
Be honest, I never got to see it the day after until Sci-Fi started rerunning it
yep.
a couple of years ago.
That is a scary movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I wasn't
well, I
scared,
it,
but I was just
we were
like...
so young when it came
yeah,
out, too.
Right.
I mean, so
oh, yeah.
That kind
yeah.
of stuff freaked you out when you were a kid.
Yeah, but like... to me, like, watching it as an adult, it didn't scare me, but mm-hmm. it really, like, it kind of just made me really, like... ooh.
Give you pause.
Yeah,
yeah,
give you
yeah.
pause to think about that. Speaking of which, I was on the phone with another friend of mine. Now, this is... so I was not allowed to watch The Day After, nor was I allowed to ever watch V.
Loved V.
Miniseries.
Yeah, because my buddy was talking about it. It was replayed somewhere and he,
yeah.
over Christmas, and he was watching it on TV. And then I go, wait a minute, dude, don't you have it on DVD? He's like... oh, yeah, I did. And he goes, well, he goes, I ended up finishing off V, The Final Battle on DVD. Because he goes, it, you mm-hmm. know.
Hey, you know they had a TV show about that as well. It was on
oh,
NBC.
Yeah.
It lasted
yeah,
for a
season.
Season. I loved it.
Yeah,
you know, and then
it was
they
good.
Canceled it.
Yeah, it did only last a year. I remember that.
I think, yeah, mm-hmm. I think the ratings were not very strong for it.
Loved that show, though.
But the ratings were never strong during the first season.
Yeah, you
right.
got let it build, yeah.
But the funniest part was he said, no, wait a minute, time out. So your parents wouldn't let you watch that? I go, no. But you were allowed to watch WWF wrestling? I'm like, yes. He goes, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
No, I said probably because my parents were like, all right, he watches one crazy fucking weird shit. We don't want him watching a bunch of weird shit. So
we have a violence quota. He's, he's met it with wrestling.
He's met it with Superfly Snuka versus Don Morocco.
We're drawing the line at
yeah.
lizards eating hamsters. That's a no.
A Fijian strap match? That's okay.
I think somebody
lizards.
Out there just yelled, it was a gerbil. It was.
It was a mouse.
No, it was a big
mice.
Gerbil that she ate.
It was
she?
Not a gerbil. It was a mouse.
We're gonna have this. Google it. This is gonna have to be settled.
Well, this is gonna be more.
Heated. I do
this
know
is
that.
Be more heated discussion than our minimum wage discussion.
Oh, that's
argument that we had.
You had to go there.
Yeah, but what I do know, I remember her name was Diana, right? Wasn't it Diana?
I never
was,
saw
yes.
it.
Really?
No, I never saw it. So I
still
I
to this day, you've never watched V. Really?
No, I've never watched.
I'd like
v.
to rewatch
get
them
that.
All because honestly, my. It's faded over time with me. I'd love to rewatch it.
Yeah, I. So sorry.
I just remember.
Did you,
yeah.
Wait, did you literally just Google Diana V Swallowed?
Yep, and it comes up. V,
oh,
the original
man.
Is Diana eats a hamster.
Hamster.
I thought it was a gerbil, but they're going with hamster.
Let's go ahead. Let's watch this. I'm just. I'm. Even though the people at home are going, what the fuck?
I can't believe you've never, like, to this day,
no.
I would have figured, like, when you got old enough, got out of the house, you were like, my parents aren't watching, they can't stop me now. I'm
no.
going to watch V. But, yeah, this is a very famous scene where she pulls a small rodent out of a... oh, look, we even have Spanish subtitles.
Look at that.
I think Rich might be right. That looks more like a mouse.
I'm telling you.
Now that we're seeing it. Shit, does look like, oh man, it's so 80s. Look at that big hair. That big 80s hair, that Ripley. Oh, that's a mouse. Come
that's
on.
A mouse.
I thought she, see, I remembered it as a kid, everything looks bigger, but I remembered it like being this massive gerbil that she eats. In case you're not aware, these aren't spoilers. These are lizards, John.
I got that idea. That are, no, yeah. I know the basic premise of the...
Why did they want Earth? That's what I don't remember.
Water.
They wanted our water.
They wanted our water. Yeah, they were sucking up all our water and taking the food. People were food. I think they were
rapping. Hey, that is a hamster. That is a,
no, that's a gerbil right there. Yeah, that she just
that
put
one
in.
Is.
That,
yeah.
Was, that was a, yeah, that was, do an instant replay here, but... My memory was correct. That clearly it's gerbil because it's the size of
the
her
first
fist.
One she grabbed was a mouse.
Mouse, yeah. They did grab a couple mice. And then look how fake this is, too. When I was a kid, nothing looked more real than her eating this gerbil. And that might be the fakest thing I've
wow.
ever seen.
Wow, that's like that's almost like Birdemic bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Those special effects on that.
Birdemic, nice pull. But yeah, thank you. There's your homework assignment.
Okay.
Sometime you need to
watch V
to get on your one of your Rokus there or something and slap on some V. That's good stuff.
Alright.
And you're right, they did a couple TV movies and like one season and that was
And then ABC brought it back a couple years ago.
Yeah, and they replayed it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
They had an actual TV show with it.
Yeah.
You know, with all new casts, mm-hmm. same principle. But
better special
We never did find out in the TV series why they were on Earth.
They never got that far.
They
huh?
never got that far and they canceled it.
Yeah, I want to say the original, it was food and water. They were stealing our water, and they were taking the people as food, if I remember correctly. But I have to go back and rewatch it. It was a strange thing for being a mainstream television show that had, like, all this Nazi iconography, like, icons everywhere. All of their,
sure, yeah.
their stuff looked like swastikas, and they dressed really sharp like the Nazis in it, and turns out they were lizards.
And the whole undertone of the original was class warfare.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it?
Big
yeah,
time,
it was,
big
it was,
time.
You know?
Yeah. Good show. I've forgotten all about V.
Mm-hmm. There you go. If only there would have been no V. If only there had been a good minimum wage.
You're trying.
I'm trying so hard.
He's going to try to.
We
pull
went
it back
to dinner. We had an amazing argument about the minimum wage between Brian and Rich, and I just continue to try to needle it out of them, stir the pot. As I've been called out on, by the way. I love to do that on this podcast.
Speaking of questions, there was a wrestling thing that we talked about earlier this week. I sent you a story about, what they called it, one of the worst wrestling ideas or shows that had ever...
Was it WCW in Korea?
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that.
Oh, yeah, because,
you know, being outside of it, I didn't really understand what I was looking at or what I was reading
okay.
about.
Before you get into that, who owns the WCW now?
That's a good question.
Is it Vince McMahon?
Oh, yeah,
WWE?
He owns it all.
What
that,
does
that whole
own?
Thing with Eric Bischoff, and he bought them out, is that correct?
Yes, that is okay. correct, yes. Wow, now you're really pushing my memory. If I remember correctly, it was an idea... Somehow Ted Turner was still owned WCW.
Right.
And I'm sure somebody will tweet a correction or email me a correction on this.
But the way you remember it is.
The way that I remember it is that they had decided to do this giant show over in Korea as part of like a...
I'm guessing like South Korea?
yeah, like goodwill, yeah. goodwill towards yeah. them. But a lot of the guys will tell you about how it was an awful, awful event because... obviously there was a language barrier, there was a culture barrier.
Yeah. Big
one of the most famous stories is Scott Norton claims that somebody was listening in on his conversations
mm-hmm.
when he would call home and talk to his wife and whatnot to a point where he got so mad that he like broke a phone.
Who was listening to his conversations? Who did he think it was?
The government.
The Korean government.
The Korean
the
government.
South Korean government.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was South Korea.
Why
yeah,
would they
sure.
be listening to his phone call?
I doubt they had North.
yeah. yeah. Huh?
Why would they be listening to his phone call? That makes no
know.
Sense.
Yeah, I don't
Could
I don't
he
know.
Just have been paranoid?
Could he have
Maybe.
Been on... Did you say he might have been coked up? Now, come on!
I didn't say that.
Wrestlers? Not gonna happen.
But supposedly... And then the main event was Flair versus Fujinami. And there was this big, giant...
Fujinami?
Yeah, Tatsumi Fujinami.
I don't remember.
And there was this big... He won the WCW title, but there was controversy. Because, again, they had to do some type of schmoz ending because they didn't want Flair to go over and then the people be upset,
mm-hmm.
the Koreans to be upset. But they didn't really want to give him the title, and it was this whole big, giant... And I think Flair, there was a big controversy behind it. They had a rematch and in America, and I think he won the title, obviously. And it was just an epically bad...
Bad idea that went nowhere fast.
Which was, and again, I think it was Ted Turner's idea to go over and do this as a like goodwill.
Who would have guessed that Ted Turner had a bad idea? That's shocking.
Yeah, but the man, I mean, to be honest, though, the man had lots of great ideas because he made a lot of money in cable news and cable television.
Gave us TCM, which I still appreciate him
there
for.
You go. Which, by the way, speaking of wrestling news, this was just on a couple of the dirt sheets today.
Dirt sheets, I like that.
I don't know what you call the websites. I just call them dirt sheets. Anyways,
dirt sheets in the tabloids.
So in Pennsylvania, a grand jury is going to reopen and investigate Jimmy Superfly Snuka's ex-girlfriend's death from over 30 years ago.
Really?
Okay, so you're saying he was dating a girl 30 years ago. She died. People looked at him funny, but he walked. Nothing happened.
Right.
And now they're going to reopen it and take a look at it again. What is the suspicion?
Okay. So here's the story. In 1983, Snuka was on the road. He was married. He had this girl on the side. And apparently, she was found dead in his hotel room. And he had trouble explaining it.
Red flags there, yeah.
Yeah. So, Snuka had claimed that they had gotten to an argument and he had shoved her and she fell backwards and hit her head on the bathtub and died. But autopsy revealed that there was a lot of bruising, a lot of cuts, a lot of damage to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they did investigate it in 1983, but nothing was found.
And technology in 1983 being what it was.
Probably. But supposedly recently there was a story about it, and so now the grand jury in Pennsylvania is deciding to reopen the case.
Wow, from that long ago.
Yeah.
And now is he...
Oh man,
is he still with us?
Or he's still around. He's probably in his 70s.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he's old, man.
He hasn't superflied in a long time.
Oh no. So I just thought that was interesting.
It is, and no, I didn't
30,
know that
yeah, but after 30 years. Again,
what kind of new evidence came up?
Yeah, that's
that makes them want to.
That's a good question. I don't know. And my thing is, I'm wondering if not, you got yourself some hotshot attorney. It's like, haha, I'm going to make a name for myself.
Going through cold cases, looking for one to pull out.
Yeah, looking for one to pull out.
Could this be a publicity stunt for his daughter, who's now a wrestler?
Oh, is she?
Yeah, his daughter's a wrestler. I don't know about that one, Rich. I think that would be...
Bring some attention to the family name.
Tamina Snuka.
Oh, she kept the Snuka name?
Yeah.
And she even does the patented Superfly off the top of her
head.
Does she really?
I don't know about that. It struck me as like one of those things as I was scrolling through, looking at things. What's the update?
It was an ESPN update. I can tell you that just based on the sound.
I missed it.
Yeah, well, we got some kind of big update coming up. We have to check.
This is not another baseball question from one of your baseball parents.
No, it's a Sports Center update.
This is pure ESPN news here. Probably a Cavaliers score, maybe.
Yeah, I'm thinking they just tipped off.
Oh, that's it. Not even big news. Just hey, the game is starting.
It's 9:30. Are they playing on the West Coast?
Wait a minute here.
I know the Penguins are playing on the West Coast tomorrow. That's a bummer.
Yeah,
I love them, and I can't hang till 1:30 in the morning to watch a game when I have to get up the next morning. That's too brutal.
No, exactly. But hey, man,
final score. I'm sorry.
Final. And they win?
No. Pelicans 100, Cavaliers 89.
The Pelicans?
Pelicans.
Yeah. Oh, that's New Orleans, isn't
it? Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They were the, what were they before? The New Orleans...
Jazz?
No.
No, that's Utah.
No, I don't know.
They had another name, and then they decided to change the name to the Pelicans.
I've certainly never heard the name Pelicans before. I didn't know that was a NBA team. That's funny.
Yeah. Speaking of hockey, what's your idea of the, what's your opinion on the stadium series?
I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I know I heard that...
How many games are they playing?
Oh, there was...
Well, five.
It used to be one. They called it the Winter Classic.
Yeah, the Winter Classic, and then there was New York, New Jersey, then it was New York and the Islanders, Anaheim and Los Angeles, and then in March they have Chicago, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I think it's way too much.
Seems a bit much, but...
I think it takes away from the Winter Classic. Like, why is that special now?
Yeah, it's just the first in the stadium series now.
It's just the first
series
of
now,
many
yeah.
others.
They should all be outside.
There we go. Fuck it. In Rich's world, we would only play indoor hockey games on New Year's Day.
And the LA Kings are like, what the hell?
San Jose, Anaheim, Los Angeles, Phoenix are like, what? Huh? Shit.
Mighty Ducks are like, we were the best team in hockey, and now we don't have a place to play. But yeah, I didn't pay too. I heard Brodeur carrying on like crazy. Like, he was really angry about the quality of the ice in the last game, the last stadium series game that they played last week. said it was, I mean, and this is coming from Martin Brodeur, who we know has played a game or two, said it was the worst ice he'd ever played on in his entire career.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's a problem. I mean, if you're going to have these outdoor games, it's, as we know, it's tough to schedule around weather or know what it's going to be. And apparently they've had some bad ice recently. Stick to the, you know, it does seem like more and more of a publicity stunt. Keep the Winter Classic.
Yeah,
play it somewhere cold and
right, exactly.
Of course, they're already cutting into the season with the Olympics and all.
Are you looking forward to the Olympics?
No, because I like hockey. It's just annoying. It cuts into the season for 2 weeks. But yeah, he is Rich here is an enormous Olympic fan, as is our
curling.
Our buddy Shaw. He loves the Olympics more than any human being I know. I really probably won't be paying too much attention. I like curling and I like hockey, but I don't do a lot of live TV watching, so I don't know when they're on or who plays who and when or what. I'll have to figure it out and see if it... Are they going to be on regular TV? Is it on NBC?
They're on like 5 different channels. They're going to be on USA, NBC, NBC Sports, MSNBC, and there's another one.
Yeah. CNBC.
CNBC.
And it's all the Universal. So, yeah, it's all the Universal
NBC stations. I won't be, I'm just more annoyed that it cuts into the hockey season. There's going to be 2 weeks with no Pens games. So.
Yeah.
But other than that, good luck to them. Crime. Yeah, it is. We're the number 3 team in hockey right now. And who is it? Anaheim Ducks is one.
Anaheim. Would Boston be number 2?
I believe it's Chicago, actually.
Chicago's
2, and we're number 3. We're right in there. You guys were doing... I say you guys, like... Geographically, I force you to be a Jackets fan. I just decided long ago. I think I explained that to you once. And you live in Columbus, therefore, suck it. You're a Jackets fan.
Ergo.
Yes.
You are a Jackets fan.
But your team, the Jackets, they went like 8 in a row. They were doing real well, and now all of a sudden stumbling.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually attended the game on Saturday
you went to
in Buffalo.
That's right.
Which we had really great seats, and I appreciate the fact that my girlfriend's parents got me those tickets for Christmas.
If her parents want to get me seats, I'll take them too. That's fine.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm not opposed to it.
We'll see. We'll see. You may have to go over to their house for Sunday dinner every once in a while.
I withdraw my request.
Free meal?
It's a lot of travel.
It's really good. I will say her father is a very good cook.
Oh, yeah?
So, it would be worth the trip.
Now I'm torn.
Okay. Anyways, but they just didn't play well. The Sabres came out.
I would think 8 games in a row, you get that fire going.
Right, you have it clicking. But and really, honestly, like I could say in earlier on in the week, on Tuesday, I went to the Kings game, the Jackets and Kings game. Yeah. And I will tell you there, it looked like the Jackets came out and they played a game that was in-your-face, aggressive,
passionate,
hard-hitting, passionate.
Yeah.
And they beat the Kings 5-3.
Yeah.
But this time they came out, they didn't look good. They were pretty bad. But amazingly, there was a lot of Buffalo Sabres fans.
Really?
Yes, wow. There was. And in fact, let me just throw out a couple of things. Saw a lot of throwback jerseys.
Nice.
There was a guy 3 rows down from us that had a Pascal Leclerc jersey. I was like, holy shit.
You're going
but
back.
Here we go. I think I'm going to break this out. A guy had an Alexander Mogilny jersey.
Jeez, that's... What? Mogilny? Yeah. I'm trying to remember. What was his?
89.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was with the Sabres. And then, not to be outdone, another guy had number 61, Maxim Afanasyev.
I don't even remember that one.
You don't remember that dude?
Yeah, that one lost me there.
He was the era of the Sabres with the red, white, and black.
Okay, yeah.
Those 90s jerseys.
Yep.
So Maxim Afanasyev. I was like, wow, fucking A, man.
Now, do you have a Blue Jackets jersey you wear to the games? No, just go come as you are.
I come as my... As
never wore Pens games?
I did. I wore Pens games. Yeah, I never told you that story. I went like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, actually, when the Pens came in. My buddy got tickets, and we went... And I wore my Pens jersey. And
I think you should just wear your Pens jersey to a Columbus game where they play Buffalo. Just to be that asshole.
As I'm leaving, this lady walks past me and goes, Crosby sucks. Now, keep in mind, at this particular point, the Jackets are still in the West.
Yeah.
The Penguins are not even rivals.
No, they didn't even care.
And I was like, lady, really? Yeah. I was just thinking to myself, really? I mean, it would be one thing if I had, like, a Zetterberg jersey on, right? Then you have the right to go, fuck you. Yeah, but I was like, it's the Pens, man.
And it's Crosby.
It is Crosby.
Say he sucks, but last time I checked, Still the best player in the world. Yeah.
Best in the world.
Still the best player in the world. Still. Yeah. Still got it.
Yeah.
Pence. But yeah, so there'll be a couple week break
in the season. And then Monday, the Monday, you're talking about the Jags real quick, if I may.
Yeah.
Monday, they're winning 2-0.
Oh, no. Yeah, I heard about
Eric and Jordan Stalls just put on a clinic in the third period and scored 3 goals to beat them.
Stalls. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Where's the third Stall as? He's with them,
too. New York Rangers. No.
That's right. He's the Rangers. Yeah.
There's no Sutter brothers here.
No.
like in the Islanders when they had Daryl, Rich, and Ron Sutter.
Yep.
Yeah, so. Anywho, wow. 50 minutes have already gone past.
It was all that Flowers in the Attic talk, man. It just took a chunk out of the show like nobody's business.
Before we end this, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
You're a huge wrestling fan of all.
Sure, yeah. That's
in your opinion, who is the wrestler that has done the most for the sport?
For the sport?
Or the business, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, Hogan.
Hogan?
I think you have to say Hulk Hogan. Now, I mean, just because he made it mainstream, I think you have to give it to him. And, you know, I've been very honest that I never was much of a Hogan fan as a kid. But when I went to a WWF event, and he was there, you couldn't help but cheer.
Yeah.
He had it.
Yep.
He has enthusiasm.
Yep.
Yeah. Even my young jaded ass was like, eh, Hogan's wrestling Kamala, I don't care. But then you hear, I am a and you're like, oh my God! You know, you couldn't help but not, like, get sucked into it.
Caught up in all that. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, the guy had charisma and enthusiasm. And, I mean, I think Hogan has done the best for the business, hands down. No questions asked.
And I always guess it was Rich was asking that was, what's his name? Woo!
Ric Flair.
Is he number two? I mean, he...
Oh, I think if you're talking about the greatest wrestler of all time,
Technically, okay, yeah.
Even though, you know...
Done the most for the business easily, Hogan. He crossed over TV and movies and music and you name it.
Merchandising.
And, yeah. Right. Flair was not on the A-team.
You could argue there really wasn't merchandising until Hogan came
along. Right, right. No, in fact, many people will say that. You're right. He was the vehicle that was like, holy shit, we can make money off of t-shirts and foam fingers and lunchboxes and video games and...
Record albums! They couldn't sing, and they made record albums.
The wrestling album and Pile Driver were awesome.
Yeah, but not a singer on that album, and they sold. They did well. So,
Rick Derringer was on the first... Rick Derringer was on the first the wrestling album. He was a singer.
Using for the Hogan theme song?
Yes.
Real American? Very nice. So, Hogan did the most for the sport in general, mainstreaming it. But technical wrestler, who was the bit? Was
Flair.
That
Ric Flair? I would say Flair. Easily was Flair? Yeah, because, I mean, he put on a show every night, and he was on the road for, you know, 320-some-odd days a year, and he was wrestling, and you hear some of the stories of what he did outside of the ring, you know, in terms of partying and being maybe not in the best shape.
But never pulled no-shows and so always...
Pulled no-shows. No, there's a fascinating... On that Mid-South DVD, there's a fascinating story, from Terry Taylor, who had gotten a big push. He's real young. He's only got 4 or 5 years in the business, Terry Taylor is. And he gets an opportunity to wrestle Flair in the Superdome.
Wow.
And he's like, all right. So he said... they didn't have to be at the Superdome until like 6 o'clock. But Terry Taylor goes, I'm young. Mm-hmm. I got there at 2. Because I'm going to do a workout. I ran the stairs. I lifted. He goes, this is my big opportunity. He goes, so 6 o'clock comes. You know, guys start showing up. 6:30 comes. Guys told to keep showing up. No Flair. 7 comes. No Flair. And he's like, wow, the show starts at 8. 7:30 comes. No Flair.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, about a little bit before 8, Flair comes in with one of the referees like helping him in. He looks like he slept in his clothes. His hair is disheveled. He is drunk from the night before. And he comes in, and another referee's carrying his bags. And Terry Taylor goes, I'm mad. Because how dare you? This is my big opportunity. And you come in.
And you're going to half-ass it.
You're going to half-ass it. This is going to be awful. And Terry Taylor's like, I'm mad. So he goes, he lays down on a couch, and he's like, hey, kid, you know, they introduce, and he goes, hey, everything's going to be all right tonight. I'll tell you what, why don't you come back here in an hour and a half, all right, and bring me a cup of coffee, black. Terry Taylor now's mad. He's like, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I'm getting you coffee now? Nice. He goes, he came back an hour and a half later. He goes, he's still looking terrible. Mm-hmm. Gives him his cup of coffee, right? And right at the time, he goes, I'm still mad at him. But he takes a cup of coffee and he starts sipping it. And then they come and they go, hey, Terry, we got to get you on the other side of the Superdome because that's where the good, you know, the faces came from one side, yeah, and those came from the other. So he goes, and it's a long trek. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to get on a golf cart and drive through the innards of the Superdome to get over there. He goes, so it's like at least 20-minute trip on the golf cart. He goes, they introduce me, I come down. He goes, they introduce Flair, and Flair comes down. He looks like Flair. He's like, but yeah. Terry's like, he's still hammered, I'm sure. Terry Taylor goes, 45 minutes later, he goes, I'm begging Flair to pin me because he is just working my ass like nobody's business. He goes, we end the match. He goes, I go in the back. He goes, I get showered up clean. He goes, I leave. Flair's out on Bourbon Street partying again.
Let the good times roll.
And he goes, I don't think the man's human, you know? And so I think Flair overall is the wrestler forever.
I remember like all time. 5-6 years ago, still, you know, he's out
Oh, man, I don't know. Yeah, about that.
I don't know.
But I mean, still out there. I'm not talking about wrestling, but I just been promoting and signing.
Yeah, he was still wrestling in that. You know, I think his legacy is tarnished a little bit because I think, quite frankly, I say, when WCW went under, he should have just retired.
Yep.
Yeah. But,
you know what, though? He loved to do it. You know, so you got to respect him for wanting to go out there and do it.
Not only that, too, Rich, but I mean, he owes a lot of people a lot of money. Yeah. Four ex-wives.
Yep. Yeah. You got to make the money.
You got to make the money. So there you go. I think Hogan's done the best in terms of mainstream because
The last 5 to 10 years?
I got to look at the calendar. So you're saying 2004 through?
Rock?
I'd say The Rock would probably be the one to really help make wrestling mainstream. Though, I don't think he helped to get the industry jump-started again into a boom cycle like it was.
Jumpstart himself.
Yeah, I mean, he jumpstarted his own career. I would say The Rock, or if you're looking last 10 years, maybe John Cena as well. I would say he's done a really good job of being mainstream and being, you know, the face that everybody assumes.
Now, is he still playing the baby face? I haven't watched it.
Oh, yeah, Cena's still the baby face.
And
yeah,
does he still get the chance? Let's go Cena. Cena sucks.
Yeah.
Why do people not like him? I don't understand.
Because he's the Hulk Hogan of this generation, man. Yeah. He is. That's what the guy does. I mean.
But why do people not like him? That's what I don't get.
Because I think it's kind of that counterculture. Mm-hmm. He's being forced down your throat. He's being presented. This is what you want, you know.
Right.
This is what we're giving you. Which, I mean, right now, there's a lot of people that are mad about the WWE because the storylines and the booking since last fall have been really bad.
Hmm.
And they've dropped a lot of storylines. They've switched people around too quickly. An example, The Miz is a heel. Then the next week, he turns face.
Right.
2 weeks later, he turns heel again.
Right.
Now he's kind of again a face. It's like you can't do that. Nobody knows what to do. Yeah, there's no consistency. You know, there was a big backlash to the Royal Rumble that was just this past Sunday. Batista comes back after 4 years of being a Hollywood actor.
Yeah, was that his story? I remember when Batista left, he said, I quit the WWE. Yeah, I thought he was kidding and figured he'd be back the next week, and he never came back.
No, he never came back. But he came back. Lo and behold, he wins the Royal Rumble.
Huh.
Okay, not surprising from my aspect.
Yeah.
But I don't know. How good is that for business? Because
you get a guy walk back in, Royal Rumble, get a title shot. Yeah, that's great.
Is it believable? Because you got to figure that in those 4 years he's been gone, there's some people that don't know who he is.
Yep.
And he just wins the Royal Rumble, and now he's gone off to Mania with a title shot. And I don't know. I'm really concerned. In that aspect, actually, funny you mentioned that. I think this week there was a story that broke that Mick Foley's kid, who now is like 19 or 20 years old, so he's no longer a kid.
Yeah.
But I guess he went on a Facebook rant about how shitty the WWE product is and called out Triple H on Facebook about it. My dad made you. If it wasn't for him, you would never have gotten your spot. And like just ranted and raved about it.
Now, is Triple H calling most of the shots?
No, he's calling a lot of the shots. Maybe not most of them, but a lot of them.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, I got to be honest. Raw, I had it on Monday night, last night, as a matter of fact. But, you know, I didn't pay a full attention to it. You know, I was doing other things. Just because it has been kind of shitty, to be quite frank. I mean, you know, they're not really building anything.
I think that's why I kind of got out of it. It just got really, really boring.
But I'll tell you what I am excited for, and I'll be getting it, is the WWE Network.
Yeah, I've heard about that. How about that? Yeah, like $10 or something
you're
a month.
You're supposed to show all the old stuff.
Is everything.
Gonna, right? I also heard it's going to be part of the sports pack, like on DirecTV and Network. I could be wrong, but...
I'm not sure about that, because I know it's a streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'll get it through my Roku.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be on TV.
No, originally
it was supposed to.
Yeah,
right.
It's like a standalone service.
This has been 2 years in the making. 2 or 3 years in the making. But they finally dropped that is going to be a streaming service. And granted, for this first year, it's $10 a month.
Which is cheap for
standalone. And you get every pay-per-view.
That was the thing, here's
the kicker.
It's
$10
a month, but you get every pay. Like the past ones, they're all there. You can watch them anytime you want, and any future.
And they're starting with
user $65.
Exactly. Right. They're starting with Mania. You get Mania 30 with it.
$10 a month. Yeah.
Wow.
They could clean up. They could do real well with that.
Now, and again, I'm not stupid enough not to believe that next year they go well.
They're not going to keep doing it.
Maybe it's 15, or maybe the pay-per-view is included, or something.
But you know what? Hell, I'll do that. Yeah, and I I'll do it like that. That won't be it. But as we mentioned on the last episode of the PPD Cast, Adam Michaels and I were talking as a little post wrapped up to the live part. Adam is of the concern that deciding to launch your first pay-per-view on this streaming service as Mania is a big mistake. Because if something goes wrong, you're going to have a lot of outraged people.
Sure.
And I guess I never thought of it that way.
Technical
difficulties. Like, he thinks that they should have started, because in February there's a pay-per-view. He goes, they should have started with that one. And gone, okay. You know, from a marketing standpoint, we understand that they're going for Mania, because that's the big one. But, yeah, if something messes up, and you got hundreds of thousands of people.
Ask President Obama about that.
Yeah. What bad, what a, exactly. a launch yes. of a website can do when, yeah. it, when it doesn't go smooth.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I'm excited for it. Yeah. I to watch all the it's old
a,
stuff.
It's
and,
a great
and
idea.
Replays of Raw and SmackDown and everything else. So.
It's a really good idea. And that's the thing, is they have the content. They have tons of content.
Oh, they have,
content for days. So,
it's
a good idea.
Yeah, almost every single tape library out there.
Exactly.
So they have nothing to
documentary. And the movies and the specials and it's a good idea. That's good for them.
Yep.
Hey, what's Orlando's faves this week?
Funny you mention that, because I was just going to wrap up with that, but
Ed McMahon impression.
All right. So my fave this week is the Nation of the Philippines. Now, why you ask?
I was going to ask why.
Okay, because I was absolutely blown away by this story. So my girlfriend works at a company, and at this company, there's a young man by the name of Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad has found himself a companion, a boyfriend, if you will, online.
Okay.
And this gentleman is in the Philippines. Mm. Now, they have had a relationship. I know, Rich. If only there was somewhere in the world where a gentleman or a lady could find somebody that they are interested in. If only they could just find a particular part of Columbus, Ohio, where a gentleman could find the companionship of another gentleman, or a lady could find the companionship of another lady. If only there was an area, per se, maybe even, I don't know, a neighborhood in Columbus where that existed.
Does that exist in Columbus?
A German village, maybe. I don't know. Just,
the Short North area.
Yes.
But anyway, so this gentleman, many months ago, about 3 or 4 months ago, met this gentleman online, and
they... What was he going to do with the guy in the Philippines?
What?
Get him a plane ticket, I would imagine.
Wow.
Well,
I don't know.
That's
nobody
where,
in America?
That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going with this. So they have decided, the gentleman of the Philippines, I don't remember his name, has decided to come to America and meet Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And so he filled out all the paperwork to get a visa.
Mm-hmm.
His visa was denied.
Ooh.
Would you like to know why?
I can't believe it. Why?
The nation of the Philippines said, "Sir, you don't make enough money.
Huh.
And we're afraid if you leave this country, you won't come back. You'll stay in America."
You should be afraid of that, of anybody that probably leaves the Philippines to come to America.
But no, I tip my hat to the Philippines, because think about it. Like, be honest. If you were in charge of immigration, right? If you were in charge of visas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody comes and goes, "Hey, man, I don't make a lot of money. I want to go to Canada. You'd be like, fucking let me pack your bags for you, yes. man.
See
ya. Don't come back. But the Philippines, they are so nice that they were like, we're not going to saddle America with this guy. And again, I don't know. Maybe this guy has some situation where he doesn't have a lot of money. But let's just, you know, they're being nice.
We don't want to show you what's on the other side of the fence. Yeah,
yeah, right. Like,
you don't need to keep up with the Joneses. Just stick to yourself. That's great.
Yeah. So, interesting. My fave is the island nation of the Philippines.
For having such a staunch policy that, you know, we won't let you visit somewhere you might like. That's nice. Good one.
Anyways, well, let's talk about your Tumblr.
All right, I sent you that earlier.
Yeah, letmecostyou25.tumblr.com.
Glad you know what the address is. I don't. I just got into it recently. I didn't realize that that there was such a huge community of old classic film fans out there, and there's a really big community on there, and I'm enjoying talking to folks on there and swapping film suggestions and reviews back and forth, and it's been a lot of fun. It's cool. Yeah. Cool site. Very good site.
I'm sure there's more people out there like me. What the hell is a Tumblr?
It's just basically a...
It's not a gymnast.
It's just like
I know you love the Olympics, but it's not a gymnast.
Just another website where people post crap. I mean, it's just another blog site.
Crap about movies.
No, about anything.
About anything.
Whatever subject you want, you...
So it's like a message board.
It's like a blog. Yeah, it's a micro blog. Yeah, there you go. So, again, if you're interested in movies, I'm going to give you a plug. Definitely check out moneycaution25.tumblr.com.
Love it. On there all the time.
And I'm going to tell you where you can get a hold of me. You can shoot me an email at johnorlando@pvdcast.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at pvdmvp. And you know what? I'm going to throw another one because I think I messed it up earlier before. Follow my good man at Kevin Carr. Hi. Kevin Carr over there. Since I messed it up earlier on, I want to make sure that I get that plug out there because he's a heck of a guy, and I appreciate him coming on. And
good episode.
Thank you. And I appreciate you guys coming on. Do you have anything you want? Do you want to shill anything, Rich?
No, I'm good, buddy.
You're good. All right. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close up shop. I will talk at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening. Yeah, I'm breaking it off a little funky for you, ladies and gents. John Orlando, the host of the PVD cast. I want to talk to you about Stitcher Radio. You've heard me say it 100 times. Stitcher is the best app for your podcast needs. You don't have it, then what are you waiting on? Go over to Stitcher.com, find out how to download it, or if you're pretty tech savvy, go on over to the App Store, download it, get it on your phone. It doesn't matter if it's an Android, doesn't matter if it's an iPhone, doesn't matter if you have a tablet. You can download it and take your podcast with you anytime. You can listen anywhere you want, whether you have a Wi-Fi signal or not, whether you have a cell connection or not. Stitcher is the all-encompassing place you need to be for all types of podcasts, whether it's news, entertainment, sports, politics, whatever topic it is, Stitcher has a podcast for you. And if you need some customized recommendations, Stitcher will do that for you too. Hey, what can I say? I mean, it's just the bomb, which I don't think anybody says anymore. But nonetheless, Stitcher Radio. Go over to Stitcher.com, download the app, get it so you can listen to the PVD cast and all the other thousands of podcasts that are available to you. Do it today.